سلام، فهیم هستم. با یک قسمت دیگه از پادکست رادیو یلس آفرینش در خدمت شما هستیم. امیدوارم که تا پایان برنامه مثل همیشه ما رو یاری کنید. کیوکارد منتخب این برنامه برگرفته شده از تمارین کتاب The Official Cambridge Guide to IELTS هست که در پارت دوم مصاحبه یا IELTS امکان روبرو شدن با اون و یا یک تاپیک مشابه وجود داره. میتونید برای دریافت اپیزودهای قبلی ما به کانال رسمی آفرینش در تلگرام مراجعه کنید. موضوع کیو کارت به این صورته: Describe an interesting place that you have visited as a tourist. You should say where this place is, why you went there, what you did there, and explain why you thought this place was so interesting. همونطور که شنیدید از ما خواسته شده که در رابطه با بازدیدمون از یک مکان جالب که به عنوان یک توریست در اونجا حضور داشتیم صحبت کنیم. دقت داشته باشید که ایده پردازی برای سوالاتی که مربوط به توصیف مکانها هستند میتونه تا حدی مشابه باشه. پس ایده پردازی ما قبل از آزمون مسلماً نقش مهمی در جواب دادن ما ایفا میکنه. با توجه به بولت پوینت ها و همچنین ایده پردازی قبلی سعی کنید که به موضوع داده شده پاسخ بدید. در ادامه به یک پاسخ احتمالی به این کیو کارت گوش میدیم.
Well, I'm usually in my work up to my eyeballs, and that doesn't leave me much time to meander here and there. You know, my boss isn't exactly the most generous person, and he's made it quite clear several times that no backlog would be tolerated. Anyhow, once I was on this 5-day vacation in Singapore, when I decided to swing by different places through the country. Actually, the first leg of the journey got me to this village. I'm no scatterbrain, but the name escapes me at the moment. Anyways, let me get down to the meat and potatoes of this event. I first ran to this dude who seemed pretty natty. Well, my god told me that he was one of the locals. He offered to take me on a tour around the village. Although I was not really interested, I thought maybe since I'd already been there, it wouldn't actually hurt to see what the village was all about. Taking him up on his offer, I specifically asked him to take me to the historical stuff. As soon as he heard what I'd asked for, God, I remember it play by play, he said that I was in for a treat. I'm afraid my plain description wouldn't do justice to the grandeur of the place. It was like I was in a movie or something. Every building was, like, super old. I was right near floored when I saw the craftsmanship and the designs of the buildings. The fact that I'd been looking for something just like this and it was right under my nose the whole time, and I was going to turn down that dude's offer, makes me think that I actually shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Well, good thing I didn't.
تعدادی از اصطلاحات و عبارات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Up to my eyeballs. تا حد زیاد. I was in debt up to my eyeballs. Meander. بی هوا پرسه زدن. I see that guy meandering all the time. Backlog. کار عقب افتاده. We have to deal with all this backlog now. The first leg of the journey.
مقصد اول در یک سفر.
The first leg of the journey got me to that city. Scatterbrain.
کسی که فراموشکاره.
I don't remember his name. I'm such a scatterbrain. The meat and potatoes.
قسمت اصلی.
We don't have time. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes.
Natty. تمیز و مرتب.
He is a natty dresser. To be floored.
مات و مبهوت شدن.
When I saw him, I was totally floored. Under my nose.
در نزدیکی شخصی بودن.
I didn't notice.
I was looking for it and it was under my nose this whole time.
امیدوارم که این برنامه هم تونسته باشه مفید و مورد استفاده شما دوستان واقع بشه. تا برنامه بعد، بدرود.